Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Damn good show.
These two lions fitting to jump in the cage together.
Well, I'm going to start this video off.
It's going to be a damn good show.
Yeah, it's going to be a damn good show. I'm going to start this video off with this video. This is about, what, a year old?
What?
Trump talking about DeSantis running.
I don't know how old it is. I don't know how old it is. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Check out this video. Listen to Trump. It's like a damn mob boss.
Those rallies were unbelievable, and he ended up beating Gillum. And most people thought he couldn't do that, but I thought he could. So I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never, if I said I wasn't going to endorse you, and I was close, you know, there was no reason to go wild about endorsing him. So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
I mean, you have to look at, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Ron DeSantis fans. I'm not going to say, we're not going to tell you what fan we are of who.
We're fans of both of them.
We're fans of both of them. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for in the preliminaries, though. But, you know, look at it from Trump's point of view, right? He endorses this guy, right? Hey, man, I'm going to endorse you, man. Nobody believe in you, but I believe in you. You can beat this guy.
Yeah.
And he ends up beating that guy. What was his name?
By about 20,000 votes. It was very close.
Yeah, what was that black guy's name? The gay guy.
I don't remember his name, but he was a homosexual. I know that.
Yeah, he's a homosexual. Yeah.
He's a closeted homosexual.
If Trump doesn't endorse him, can you say that Ron DeSantis beats out the...
Who knows? Maybe, maybe not.
Who knows, man? Trump speculation.
Yeah, but Trump thinks he would have won.
Yeah.
But anyway... So Trump puts this up on his Truth social account.
Yeah, he shares a what do you call when you tweet on Truth Social? You call it socials, right?
No, you call it Truth.
Okay.
You call it Truths over there.
So Trump is resharing a truth.
Yeah, and this is what Trump said. That's not Ron, is it? He would never do such a thing. And then on the picture, it's got, here is Ron DeSanctimonious grooming high school girls with alcohol as a teacher.
So I'm sure Ron DeSantis got a Truth Social. So he's probably going, hey, this guy slept with horse face. That should be his next move, man.
All right, so let me read this part of the article.
I mean, think about it, everybody. You endorse a guy. You don't know this guy's going to end up running for president. I mean, but he's hot right now. I'm thinking he's going to run.
Of course
I mean,
he is.
Is that a little inconsiderate?
No.
I endorse you, and then you turn around, you're hot, and you run for president?
No.
Ain't that a little inconsiderate?
No.
After I endorse you?
No, get the hell off of me. No, that's life.
Yeah?
Yeah. You made me. Okay, you made me. Now watch. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now watch me.
Yeah.
Take some pride in that. But anyway, Ron.
I endorsed the guy who ended up beating me. That's how great I am.
Well, he ain't beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
But Ron, those toes, man, they're tight.
Hey, Kevin, can I read this article?
The polls are neck and neck, man.
I've been trying to read this article for like 5 minutes.
We'll read the damn article then.
Okay, so Ron DeSantis, right now, he's like 44 years old.
Young buck.
He's a young buck.
That dude's in his prime.
That dude is in his prime, right?
You know what's crazy? He's a Virgo just like us.
Yeah.
September 14th, 1978.
Yeah, but turns out.
I'm a lot younger than him, though.
Yeah, but turns out in 2001.
That was a joke you didn't catch it.
Yeah, I'm trying to read this article.
Go ahead, read it.
2001 and 2002, Ron DeSantis was a teacher in Rome, Georgia, at Darlington High School. He was fresh out of Yale. This dude was like 24, 25 years old.
Yeah, what was he, a PE teacher?
No, he was teaching, no damn PE teacher.
He looks like a PE teacher. Like he teaches health.
He just got out of Yale University. I'm sure he wasn't teaching.
Yeah, you got to have brains to go to Yale, man.
But anyway, pull that picture back of him hanging out with them hot chicks.
Those girls are underage, man.
No, he wasn't.
Allegedly.
This is what, look, two former students, both women, remembered him attending at least two parties where alcohol was served.
That's hearsay. You got to throw that out.
But shut up. But they said that the parties took place after graduation and that they were not bothered by his presence at the time, although they question it now.
I mean, who doesn't question their behavior when they was in high school? I mean, I questioned my behavior 2 weeks ago. I didn't say it much. Oh, I question it now.
Yeah, I mean, should a teacher be at a party with... See, I'd never put myself in that position because I know I'm going to do something wrong. I'm 24, 25. I just got out of Yale. I'm a big, strong buck. And the girl's like, look, he's from Yale. You want to have a drink, teacher, Mr. Hugs? Why, yes, I do. I think I'll have a drink. I'm not putting myself in that situation. I don't know why. You don't even know if that's what happened.
So you think they're drinking alcohol?
Bring up the picture again.
Man, they got Sprite in them cups. Well, that look like a damn beer bottle right there, don't it?
I don't really see nothing. I see DeSantis holding something, but I don't see anything in the girl's hand.
Yeah, I don't see anything. They're just happy.
Yeah.
I don't see any drink. I see him holding the beer. I mean,
it could be a beer. It could be a...
That's probably a Coke 45,
That could be a ginger beer, man.
A ginger beer?
They probably didn't make that shit back then.
That's a brown bottle. Could be Kool-Aid, man. That's a picture of Ron DeSantis drinking Kool-Aid.
No, but I don't like how people are calling him a pedophile.
Yeah, not after like all the things he's did for the education system for our kids in Florida, man. He's throwing out a lot of that liberal propaganda about gender ideology that's far left. It doesn't make any sense.
So this dude's calling him pedophilic.
What?
Pedophilic. That's pedophilic
tendencies.
Tendencies he's doing right there. That's not a pedophile is like.
If he was smelling like Joe Biden does women, yeah, you could say, hey, this guy's a pervert.
Look, if Joe Biden can smell women in front of cameras and everything, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Sanctimonious can have some beers with some hot chicks from his.
Yeah, but you know this is going to get ugly. I think it might end up hurting Trump. You know? I think he needs to come off more polished.
It's
throwing out insults and.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to resonate like with everybody.
You're trying to say the constituency is not going to embrace these tactics.
I'm saying it's 50-50.
It's 50-50. It's going to hurt them and it could help them.
Yeah. But man, all DeSantis has to do is like tweet out them photos of horse face. Remember her? I mean, it doesn't help either one of them, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to stoop that to that level, you know? You want to have a debate, run a good campaign, show some professionalism, show everybody that you're a leader.
Yeah,
you know?
I think Trump, if Ron runs for president, I think he has to handle it presidentially.
None of that Ron Paul stuff.
Yeah, Rand Paul, yeah.
Yeah, Rand Paul. I think his dad, right, Ron?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to work. Yeah. I mean, it might with his
loyal fans. Yeah,
it'll work, but it's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, calling Ron DeSantis a groomer.
Yeah, and just
when he's the
when he's the one governor in this entire state that's actually
just doing anything about
this grooming kids on this gender ideology, he's the only one.
Yeah,
he's not a groomer.